Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, well, it should never have happened. It's your sister, so get rid of it. You wanted my advice? Get rid of it. Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying? Are we live, Matt?
One place.
Michael's basement.
Exactly.
Welcome to episode number 20 thrice of the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast. And fuck me, we are fucking stressed little boys at the moment. We got a lot going on. A lot going on over the last few days. You might notice we're covered in some welts. That's because that's not even going to be out on the website yet. If you're listening to this, okay, let's just address this first. Some of the most groundbreaking science that we have done happened this week.
This is up there with the fucking saving the starving world.
Yeah. So, you know that myth, does pineapples and pineapple juice make your jizz taste better? Well, we can't tell. We're not going to give you. We're certainly not going to offer that information up willy nilly.
Yeah,
but it is out on the website right now. If you want to, that's all we're going to say about that. Okay,
and we'll put a little hint in there. Let's just say that
Julian was involved heavily, heavily involved.
Probably the main. He was the one who organized it.
Yeah, he was the one pushing for this hard. He's been pushing it for months, begging us to film this. Really weird that he...
Well, he wasn't really filming this one.
No, yeah, exactly. Julian was co-star with Michael in this one. Anyway, I was doing all the science background. That's enough. We've already said too much, okay? But if you want to know if that is actually a myth or if it's confirmed, I don't know. Go and have a look at the fucking website, all right? You can sign up for free, so you don't need to pay. You can just watch it and then cancel your subscription. All right, but if you like the videos on there, you can stay and watch.
And support us. It helps us. Yeah. So that's our main sponsor. Oh, that's one of our sponsors.
That's our main sponsor, man. Yeah. Do you know what I fucking mean, cunt?
And our other sponsor is, of course,
Manscaped. If you want any male grooming products, go to manscaped.com and use the discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off of everything that you fucking buy, cunt. All right, you buy $100 worth of shit? Oh, you need a new fucking razor? It's good, first of all. Second of all, you get $20 off if you spend $100, because that's what 20% is. It's good, man. It's good shit.
Shaving over my wounds.
Visit manscaped.com, okay? Have a look at some of this shit, because it's shit that you don't even know is invented yet that they have on there, all right? They've got a new ball trimmer. They've got a brand new one, 4.0 or some shit, the lawnmower or whatever they call it. I don't know. It's something .0.
It's fucking cool.
Something .0.
I shaved again the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't cut once.
Fucking hell. Manscaped. Roller. But anyway, we're quite stressed at the moment. We got contacted by Paramount, you know, the movie guys. Mm-hmm. The guys in making Jackass 4. There's Jackass 4, the movie's coming out.
I think it's called Jackass Forever.
Yeah, Jackass Forever. But it's the fourth installment of Jackass. They want us to do a promo video for Jackass, which is like fucking, we're like, fuck yes. Thank you for reaching out. But the problem is they want it done by like next Tuesday. And we also have to make another Ned's fucking brand deal video for the Olympics, which start next week, which we need to film tomorrow and the next day. And we also need to continue making podcasts, website content, and social media shit in the meantime. So we're quite flustered.
Hence why.
And we're starting a charity giveaway. It's going right now, by the way. It started last week, last Friday. So by the time you're listening to this, you can buy some fucking raffle tickets. Look at our Instagram, look at our Facebook page, and proceeds go to fucking charity, okay?
For addiction. This is like double, the prize is double the amount of money of the last one.
Yeah,
so
the prize
doubled.
Is worth double. Yeah, you get to either pick a holiday or a fucking brand new lounge room with, you know, like fucking
decked out couches,
pimped out fucking lounge room.
Yeah, all sick furniture, TV.
Like a fucking little man cave, cunt. If you want that.
Or
a fucking holiday. You can, you choose. If you win, you can choose between those two prizes.
Your choice.
So it's even better than the last one.
And since we've got all this shit that we're juggling, that's why you might have realized we don't have, well, last week we didn't have the link for our OnlyFans. Yeah. We have that much shit going on that we don't want to just start the OnlyFans and have nothing there for you guys to see. So what we're going to do, okay, it might take a couple more weeks. This will happen, okay? This will happen. It's just going to take time. We're going to go on a photo shoot day, get all sexy, maybe a bit drunk and tipsy, black out, see what happens. And then we're going to have all these photos backed up, maybe some videos, maybe some other fucking... That's where we can put something that we're going to talk about later. And have it ready for you guys to go. Then when you go there, you'll have some shit to watch.
So we want to put like the failed prank calls, because there are some that heaps of shit in there. Heaps of just behind the scenes stuff eventually as well. So we don't want to fucking half ass.
It's not just going to be sexy shit. It's going to be very podcast related.
So
with a bit of sex.
So when we film the podcast, this is our day. Okay. So Matt's finished a full, massive, hard, normal day of work. We've been fucking doing dumb shit, filming, like admin, fucked up shit.
Hit at us.
So Matt rocks up at 4:30, takes about half an hour to set up. We got to 5. Then we take about an hour and a half to film, okay? It takes us to 6:30. We've got shit to do. I've got to get home to the family. There's still more work to do after. We're fucked.
I've got the golly bottle.
We've got the golly bottle.
I've got to keep topping that up. So, working on my artifacts and shit.
So... at the moment, we don't have the half an hour spare to set up the fucking only. I know it seems ridiculous, but we're just fucking, when Matt rocks up, it's just like, go, 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 punch the podcast out and we fuck off.
And like, we do have that time, but we don't want to set it up and have nothing there for you. So we're going to have a photo shoot day where we back up heaps of shit. So,
so sorry that we said the OnlyFans would be out by now, but it's just something that we want to make sure it's good. So it's not just fucking, and we're thinking about making it free to begin with. Okay.
For the podcast. And this isn't just going to be like pushing it back. We're going to fucking actually do this.
Yeah, so don't worry.
Don't stress. It just takes time. We're very busy.
Hopefully,
boys.
Who knows? By the time this episode is out, it might be up by the following week. Don't know, but it's going to fucking happen.
I can't believe that we're living in a possible world right now where there's a possibility that we might be declining doing a fucking video for Jackass 4.
I know.
Like,
there's no time.
As a kid, if I got told, yeah, one day you'll probably decline doing some promo for them, it's like, what the fuck? I'd be like, that's bullshit.
Because the other issue we have, we don't know what to fucking... Like, we're like, oh, we sat down, we're trying to brainstorm for ideas. But everything that we came up with, that'll be deleted from social media. So because social media is so fucking pussy now, we don't even want to fucking send them our ideas, because it'll be so fucking PG and we don't want to... You know, like, it's Jackass. You know, you don't come up to the table and say, oh, we're going to have a water fight. It's got to be something hardcore. We're going to recreate some of the stunts from the first couple of movies.
But, yeah, you can't post that on social media.
Get deleted.
Have you thought about going through all their stunts and see what would not be deleted? I know, sounds funny, but... There are some stunts that wouldn't be deleted.
Oh my god, I think I just thought of something.
What?
Bring me the golly bottle. Dun 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 dun.
But if you don't want to fucking see it, because I know there's so many people that don't,
yeah,
just skip this part.
We're gonna have it on the table, but all right. So it's getting it's getting full. It's like
that layers from like, last week.
It's like 80% full, and
it eventually sinks down.
I come here in the mornings and Michael has a glass on the table, like you know, like a fifth full. And then I'm like, oh, what are you doing with that? And he said, so he spits into a glass so that he doesn't have to open the bottle every time because the smell is unbearable. Then he adds the glass golly.
I think we said this before. Yeah.
Man, it is fucking intense. Anyway, I think I might have just thought of a Jackass idea just then. Skull this.
You would die.
Oh my god, man.
Like,
I just can't think of it.
This is not good for you. That's hence why it's out of me.
Oh, look at it at the bottom.
Yeah,
too.
Look. If you twist it around real quick, it moves.
Oh my god. Put it down.
It dances. It dances. It dances.
Oh. Anyway, I can't fucking look at it anymore. Let's put it down. I can't even look
like
at it.
It's like its own little atmosphere.
It's an artifact. It's a sacred artifact.
It's its own environment. Anyway, what I was going to say is we also discussed beforehand that if this podcast... Like, we got to do something with Michael's experiment here, okay? If this podcast gets 3,000 likes... Okay, we usually get like 700 or something. If this podcast gets 3,000 likes, Michael's going to have a shot of the golly bottle.
I'll try, but like I can't guarantee that it's that's gonna go down. I'll keep it in my mouth and swirl it around.
Just
and have some fun
just
with
see
it.
See what it is. See what it's like. Okay, I'll guarantee you, I'm gonna be gagging so hard just watching you do that.
And like, I don't really want to do that, but if it gets 3K likes, it's good, right?
That's good effort.
That will push the podcast.
I know
help
someone
us out.
Will ask this question, but what about the flies? Is one coming out?
Oh
yeah, there's dead flies in there.
Well, flies are just flies, right?
Yeah, exactly, bro. Flies are just flies. Also, wait for the very end of this podcast. We're making a little bit of an announcement, okay? At the very end, so after the prank call.
It's a secret.
It is literally a secret.
We used to be ashamed of it, but now we're fucking proud of it.
Yeah, look, that's all we're going to say on that right now, okay? But just wait to the end, and then we talk about it a little bit more, okay? Okay?
Agreed.
Anyway, that's all the fucking housekeeping shit done, right? Is that everything now?
Oh, yeah. We've spoken about the weeks. Fucking hell, busy week. Yeah, well,
yeah, it's like fucking
every
crazy
day's
right
been
now.
Bang. My body's fucked. Your body's fucked.
Yeah, we went and filmed.
I hurt my back.
Matt's back is fucked from Tucker. We went and filmed paintball video today. And paintballs,
dude,
yeah, they
if
really.
If you could see, I don't want to show you guys because it's fucking, it's meant for the video. So I don't want to show you the damage. I don't know if we're going to... See, this is the thing. We probably can't put that one out on social media.
We'll try. But if it looks too graphic, yeah, no fucking way. Because our fucking pages will get deleted.
There was blood. A lot of blood.
So much blood.
But yeah, anyway, that will be guaranteed on the website. And look, it's for free for 3 weeks if you want to see that. So it's up to you. But I don't... Yeah, that'll be out in 2 weeks' time, I think.
Yeah.
I had a little housekeeping one. I had the one of our fans passed away.
Oh, yeah. I fucking heard about this. What was her name?
I believe her name was Jamie Lee Downing Schofield.
Jamie Lee Downing Schofield. We hear you.
Or Jamie Schofield.
You're a big fan. You loved Arnold Fine. You even sent some shit in.
I believe she sent us the plaque. I could be wrong, but I believe she sent us the plaque.
Her memory will live on in this. And she was a proper ringworm. She was a fucking fan. So we will miss you, Jamie. And fucking...
We'll see you in the next life,
yeah, we'll
my friend.
See you next time, brother.
And thank you for all your support.
Yeah, and for the...
That's staying there forever.
I'm pretty sure she sent it to us. She said, I hope the Arnold Fine was from me. Hope you boys like it.
And if you want Arnold Fine to do the eulogy, just let me know.
Yeah.
It's Arnold Fine.
And I guess, yeah, if
great
you...
public speaker. I speak a lot high school English assignment. So he can come and deliver a eulogy if you want.
Yeah, well, if the friends do want that, just let us know. Because I don't know if it's a bit, might be weird.
Yeah, it might be a bit like.
But like, if you know, they're chill and you think that she'd love that, let us know.
But yeah,
Arnold Fine will come out.
Well, on second thoughts, probably if the family's there and they've never listened to the podcast, they'll be like, what the fuck?
Quite awkward.
Yeah, but just you got to think about what she wants.
Yeah, okay.
So fuck
well, yeah, let us
let's
know.
Not
you
know, go too deep.
Yeah. Anyway,
anyway,
shout out to Jamie.
Shout out to Jamie. So yeah, guys, we're fucking stressed, super busy at the moment, but we're just trying to fucking get everything done. So just excuse our elevated stress levels. All right, it's a fucking busy time of year. It's like 7 things all just banged into us all at once and just rip the guts out straight down our fucking gullet.
Yeah, it's been. I'm tired.
Anyway. I hear there are some diary entries.
Let's pep up. Here we go. Let's fucking have some fun. Let's talk some shit.
What?
I don't know, man.
I've been seeing a lot of comments. Loving the comments, guys. Keep them fucking coming. Remember, if you can't support us in any other way, like the video, especially this one, because if it gets to 3K, remember, he's going to attempt to do a shot of the goalie ball. But, I've seen a lot of comments, people saying fucking they want the segment name changes back. You seen that too, man?
Yeah, I cop one every now and then.
If that's what the people want. Like,
I always say they might return one day.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they might. The segment name. I thought they were getting a bit repetitive and shit, so I just thought they just faded out. But look, if you want to start renaming the segments, just let us know in the comments, guys. Look, if there's enough comments demanding that the segment renaming comes back,
yeah,
then we'll do that for you, okay? I didn't even think it was like that funny after a while anymore, you know.
Well, it's hard to make so
many
different
sounds. I think you got to the
point
where, yeah, you got to the point where I was like, holy shit, I've got to keep coming up. We got to keep coming up with these.
It's difficult. And people were like, oh, every time you yell, it like hurts my ears and shit.
Oh, fuck off!
Sorry, man. All right, let's get into some diary entries, Matt. I'm engaged.
I thought we were going to stop them.
No, Matt, this will never end. Do you understand me? Never, ever is this ending.
What happened to that?
Ooh, that's my table. Doesn't matter.
That's our
That's
table.
What I think of that idea. All right. Oh, you're far bottle? Too comfortable. Far too comfortable touching that.
I don't have any fucking cleaning things.
Oh, so you just rub whatever you spill into the floor. Yeah.
Did I tell you the other day?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I was topping up my artifact.
And, the golly bottle.
Yeah. And as it was going in, like half of it went in and then the real watery shit seeped out. And then a bit of fucking artifact fell off and it went into the rug. Guess what I did?
Rubbed it in. Just rubbed it in.
Straight with the foot, right? I couldn't, like, I'm not picking that up.
I'm not fucking lying down on your floor ever again.
I think you were just lying down there before.
Yeah, see, I always lie with Bosley,
yeah. But, yeah, I just, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, all right.
Good times.
I found these diary entries when I was quite high the other night, so I can't even really remember what I wrote. Let's see what high Marty come up with. I mean, found in the diaries.
Yeah.
Diary entry number 130 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. Today, I ate 2 liters of blue ice cream. I was hungry and thirsty, and ice cream is like in the middle of food and drink. I had a funny feeling in my tummy after, and I knew something incredible was happening. I bent over and sprayed my ass nectar against my favorite tree. I turned and saw that my bum jam was bright blue. I ran my hand through the puddle to gather more information. It was quite hot and sticky, but still looked exactly like the blue ice cream. This is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And that is a fucking true fucking story.
He's not lying. That's fucked.
What's the flavor? Bubblegum flavor or something? From Cold Rock. He bought the biggest tub he can fucking get. Oh, might have lunch. And he downed the whole thing on the car ride home. Just sitting in the back, scooping the blue ice cream and stuffing it down his gullet neck. And then when he got home, he's, Tommy's been upset.
12 hours later. Dude, I remember
expelled it.
I sent every, like, we put in the group chat, and so many people were pissed off with the blue poo.
Yeah, it was fucking nasty shit, man.
But yeah, you can shit blue if you eat bubblegum ice cream.
There you go.
It's a fucking science done there, I think.
It's important that people know that. I'd think, it just gets digested or something.
I'm over the bubblegum flavor now. It was more in my younger years. That was like my early 20s.
I never got onto it, and I don't think I will
it
now.
It is a fucking good flavor. It. 2 liters, though.
Bubblegum, and I'd mix white chocolate through it.
Ooh.
Little marshmallows. Ooh, now I'm getting a taste for it again. I can see why I enjoyed that. But yeah, that's fucking true. The tree part, not the blue poo, but I have shat on a lot of trees.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Diary entry number 99 from Marty. Today, I went to ride my bike home and saw that the tires had been slashed. I heard some kids snickering and looking over and thought it must have been them. I unlocked my bike and started wheeling it home, which takes 5 hours. I was pushing my bike up a very steep hill when I heard someone spit and felt something hit the back of my neck. The kids had followed me for a bit and then spat on me. I turned around and apologized and offered them my wallet. They snatched it from me and told me that I was a germ man. It was a pretty good day.
Oh, man, I'd love to see what your fucking shit days are like. Your shit days must suck.
I love to see animated Marty diary just to see what he's going through, the facial.
Oh, he's so cute how he reads it. You can just imagine him as a little boy just not many things. Not many
shirt tucked in with suspenders on.
High pants.
Yeah, like probably like one school uniform and his holes in it. Like he had fuck all food.
Hand me downs from my brother Robert.
There's a fucking hole in his room where the water comes in when it rains.
It's just a hole. There's no roof. I think.
You had it rough, dude. You had it so rough. Oh, man. You got dealt a shit hand as a kid.
Sorry about that. Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods from Ashgrove, 460 till I die. Today I didn't have any money, but I really wanted this, what's it called? Like Adidas bum bag. Mum kept saying no, so I told her I would fuck her unless she bought it for me. Then she bought the bum bag for me. See, I'm the king of manipulation because I got what I wanted by threatening to fuck my mum. I have so many awesome manipulation tactics like that, eh? Ha ha ha, you! Once I even fucked a chick because I told her I would leak her nudes if she didn't. Ha ha, you! She kept saying that that's blackmail, but it was just straight up manipulation by the king of manipulation. Ha ha ha, yeah, me, woo! And yeah, Julian does like to brag about his manipulation tactics. I have heard that. He's a master manipulator, as you can hear.
Fucking Julian.
Anyway.
My beautiful Yulia.
All right, here we go. Matt Brown. Ooh, this is your formal from your formal, Matt.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Diary number.
No.
Diary entry number 882 from Matthew Gregory Brown. I sat in my mother's car and took one last big breath. It was time for me to attend my school formal. I was going alone, but new opportunities would present themselves. I had a few sleeping tablets in my wallet in case I became anxious. I said goodbye to my mum. I leant in and kissed her on the lips. She tried to pull away, but I had my hand on the back of her neck and held her in position. I passionately felt around her mouth with my tongue, while my other hand gripped her breasts. I pulled away and let go. She looked disgusted, but I smiled and got out of the car, uncomfortably erect. I entered the school formal and immediately found a dark corner to observe from. I watched all the people dancing together and felt nothing but hate. Everyone should be dancing with me. Why wasn't I dancing with a girl? I was muttering insults under my breath when a girl approached me. "Do you want to dance?" she asked. I froze, not sure if I'd heard correctly. My nipples stiffened so hard they began to crack. "Dance with me?" I asked cautiously. "Yeah, I always see you alone around school and thought maybe you would like to dance," she continued. I felt brown mints churning in my testicle bag. No girl had ever spoken to me unless it was to insult me, and I had no idea how to handle this. "Might like to dance," I nodded. She looked a little confused but smiled and beckoned me to the dance floor. I'd never danced before and I was full of nervous energy. We got to the dance floor and she started moving her hips from side to side. I stood, sweating, staring at her. "Come on, just relax," she yelled over the muesli. Completely involuntarily, my hands shot forwards and fastened tightly onto her tits, while my hips started thrusting forwards quickly. The girl panicked and she started screaming, trying to push me away. The grip I had on her tits was far too strong. My grip tightened and I felt her breast tissue breaking apart in my hands. She kept screaming and I was frantically trying to... She kept screaming and was frantically trying to free herself. I came. Brown mints gushed from my little brown and straight into my nappy. The relief loosened my hands and I released her. I noticed the formal had stopped and everyone was staring at us. The girl was still screaming and people started advancing on me. I faced my back to the closest window and started bounding backwards towards it. I bounded backwards over some tables and bounded backwards straight through the window. The last thing I saw was that girl clutching her mangled tits and more brown mints squirted from within me. I bounded backwards up the street and kept going all the way up to the mountains. My plan was to hide there for a few days while I calmed my sex organs. Who knew my formal would turn into one of the best nights of my life?
I fucking knew once they got to the dance floor that you were going to say that he grabbed her tits or that Matt grabbed her tits.
It's becoming predictable. I'm seeing a pattern.
Oh, man. Imagine grabbing a breast
and feeling the breast tissue just crumble under your
grip. Why would you tell everyone that memory?
Because it's in your diary, Matt.
What do you mean? Like, Matt? What the fuck would happen? Like could you ruin the breast? Like, could you fuck the breast up?
Oh, yeah. You could. You can imagine. It'd be like someone like
you can't do that to a bicep.
Well, you could squash if you
were,
the bone.
If you were aggressively
isn't it a
horny
muscle?
Enough.
It's a muscle.
Yeah, it's muscle.
It's
even
breast
easier.
Tissue.
Yes.
You could easily like squish muscle, breast tissue. Well, not easily. It would take some intense rage power. Yeah.
Do you reckon, okay, the right, because obviously if it's not the right size breast, it'd be hard to do. But the right sized breast to your hand, do you reckon you could rip a breast off?
Yeah, of course, anything is possible.
Oh, it's like ripping
imagine
a dick
that.
Off.
Like, just picture like a bowl of mints when you're
like ripping
when
a dick
you,
off.
You know, when you yeah. When you have a bowl of mints and you mush it with your hand, it's like that, except harder to do. And that's what it would feel like, mangling a tit.
Oh, dude, it would hurt.
It we should do it for a video. We should tie our breasts to a car and drive the car off at 100 kilometers an hour.
Oh.
Our pec muscles just come straight off, can't they? And then we get an iron to sear the wound closed.
And then we just be flat chested.
Then we're
men.
Breastless.
Yeah.
Get implants to fix it.
Oh, it's a new one.
It's too much. It's too much.
Oh, yuck, man. Come on. Enough.
It's too much.
It's like a distressed chick there.
It's too much.
All right.
It's too much.
Fuck. Okay, that was some good diary entries.
Yeah, all right, let's move straight along. You guys have plenty of questions, and if you want us to answer your question, all you got to do is go to our YouTube channel, Fully Actual, Marty Mark Fully Actual, comment your question, and we read out the ones who get the most likes, okay? And if we don't read it out, just try again the next week, okay? Just keep commenting and have a read through, see which questions you want us to answer. Give them a like, man. Fuck, it's easy. Shit, man, shit. It's too much. It's too much for me. It's too much for me. Let's smoke some.
All right.
Weed.
Oh,
should we?
Oh, we've got some.
Should we have a quick?
Maybe.
Because all the hard bit's done now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is our reward and we can get a bit freaky-weaky.
Matthew?
Can you get that huge container full of marijuana? Huge container.
It's not marijuana.
Well, what do you mean? The drug dealer arrived right before we started filming. What's his name? No, we can't have it on screen because it's like a box this big. Commercial quantity.
In the corner, there is a vape. Our vape that we sell. If you want a vape, go to cutn.com. CUTN.com.au. Buy one of these vapes. Very good.
They're very good. They're quite expensive, though, but they're worth it. All right, we're going. Look, just then, I got an email, right, from Paramount. I want to read this to you guys because it's quite exciting. It's from the Jackass guys, okay? So, from Paramount. So, I emailed just before and said, oh, look, we want to recreate some of the Jackass stunts, but we don't think it's fit for social media. So, this is her reply. Hey, Marty's, no worry at all. No worries at all. Appreciate you coming back to us on this. We really love this idea, and this is something that would be great to work with you on further within the campaign to give us some more time to really make a fun piece of content. We've just got word from our UK team that to celebrate the trailer launch, they are having some people physically launch the trailer in a rocket. So just wanted to circle back to see how we could work with you to launch the trailer too. So that could be like if we fucking just do some science shit in with Jackass and launch
what?
Something.
Right? Launch what? The trailer? Like
like an actual trailer. Obviously, that's what they're doing, but we don't know. We could launch something else. As mentioned, we would be keen to work with you guys throughout the campaign for the film and are happy to workshop ideas such as the reenactment of stunts for future beats. We're also currently looking ahead to what we can do with the talent of the film. Johnny
Steve-O, etc. So if you have any early ideas of how you could collab with them, feel free to shoot them through and we can start these conversations with our LA team.
Fuck, that's a door and a half.
If we get some good ideas down and we make a good fucking video, man, imagine if they invited us to collab with them.
Wow. That's like childhood dream. Tick.
So now you see the stress, guys. We have to come up with a fucking banger idea amidst everything else that's going on. Okay?
That'll help.
That is so true. Anyway, on with the questions.
All right, first question is from Ryan Fernand.
I doubt it. What's his real name?
Fernandez.
Thank you.
Oh, somebody, by the way, somebody pointed out that I fuck up the last names a lot.
Yeah, they're fucking hard.
And hang on, whoa. They weren't being mean.
No.
I made a joke about it. No. It got me laughing. No. But yes, I do apologize for all the last names that I stuff up and first names.
What's my last name, man?
Question for the podcast. Marty, can you find some of your diary entries that you wrote in German?
I couldn't write when I was a little boy. I was three. And I never went to school in Germany, so I never got taught how to read or write. So I can only speak in here. Why are you giggling, man? Why are you sitting over there giggling at my German, huh? So I struggle to read and write, okay? It's all self-taught, the reading and writing.
So you can't read or write German?
I was self-taught.
So
right?
You are not even... You're a half-assed German.
I'm an illiterate German. There are Australians who can't read or write, and they are no less Australian than other Australians.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry, dude. My bad.
Next question is from my brother, Steve Brown. This question is mainly aimed at Michael, since Marty is happily engaged now. Michael, if you could be with any girl, sorry, bang any girl, so be with any girl in the world, who would it be? Who's your crush?
Fuck. Right now or in all time?
Yeah, because I'm with you, it changes all the time.
Oh, man. I'm just going to go off the top of my head and say Tash Sultana.
Who's that?
She's just a sexy artist that plays music.
She probably watches this, man. So if someone knows her, send that to her and then tell me and I'll DM her on behalf of Michael. Let's set this up. You guys and me, let's set this up for him.
I'm pretty sure she asked the question.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I guess... Definitely reply.
Tash Sultana. What about you, Matt? Who would you slug? Who would you sling your guts into if you could fuck any of them?
Oh, there's so many.
You have to pick one. Five.
What's the girl?
Three. Two.
Far out. I've forgotten her name. Doesn't matter now. She's an actor.
Who?
Can't think of her name.
Oh, I had a huge crush on Misha Barton too when I was a boy.
Yeah, I was more of a Rachel Bilson fan if we're going off the OC cast. See,
nah, Marissa was way hotter.
You just liked her because she got all fucked up in the end.
Oh, yeah, she died.
She turned into a corpse and you got attracted to that.
Anna Kendrick. I like Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
She's cute.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Anna? Sorry.
Palaszczuk.
Next question is from James Byrne. Would Michael ever shave his head for charity?
Fuck no. No way.
A lot of money, like, we had to hand... The charity we're working with, we had to hand pick. We checked a lot of things because a lot of charities... Especially a lot of the big ones. If let's just say you donate $100, 40 of those dollars will go to the people in need. 60 goes to admin fees.
Yeah,
it's like, fucked up. You got to be careful when you're donating to charities. Don't just donate willy nilly, thinking, oh, someone's going to get all my money. No.
There's a follow up question there saying the week after Michael shaves his head, Marty could. make it a wig and wear it on the podcast.
Oh, man. That would be so, like, sexy, man. I'd love that. Oh, we'd be so close.
Don't touch me.
We'd be so close then. I'd shave my head and sew it onto mine. And we'd swap identities. Identities. Oh, I nearly snapped this, man. Don't fire me up like that, man. I nearly snapped this in half, cunt, eh? I'm all right on the air, Jay. Bosley even sat up, cunt. Yeah, you better sit up.
Oh, he did too.
He's just checking to make sure I'm not losing my shit. Yeah. Bosley does this thing where if I'm getting angry or frustrated, within the first 10 seconds of me being like, oh, for fuck's sake, like getting usually something computer technical related, he'll just quickly run over and just start standing on me and lick me to try and calm me down.
Dude, it's so cute.
He
did it today just before. Very good.
Next question is from Sexy Tuna Legs. Marty, how's your heart anomaly / heart attack doing?
I don't feel I've changed a lot of things in my diet, and I don't feel the boom, boom, boom,
you don't
boom
get them as much
heart,
anymore, hey.
And I don't feel the skipping of the beat as much anymore. So I'm not really, it's sort of like out of my mind right now. So I don't even know if I talked about this. Cardiologist said you got 6 months to get your blood pressure down, otherwise you're going on medication. So I haven't even been checking it.
Yeah, fuck. Well, but you haven't had the heart murmur.
Yeah, it feels like it's less intense. So I feel I'm not always thinking about it because I don't feel my heart just going. Dun, 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 yeah. Dun,
fuck, that would be dun, scary.
And like, so I'm not feeling that. But the other night after Toka at dinner, yeah, my heart was going fucking crazy.
Really? So after exercise,
I don't know. It's always at dinner after Toka, maybe the combination of like exercising and then eating like fucking high salt foods or something. I don't know. Just does something to me.
Shit, okay.
Should see if there's anything food related brings it on.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, it's to be continued, I guess. But look, the cardiologist wasn't that worried about it, so I'm just gonna, like, I'll be fine. I'm just gonna fucking get through this. I'm just gonna get over it. It'll be gone soon. I'm just gonna concentrate and fix it.
The mind heals more than you think.
Exactly right, cunt.
Next question. Marty, where do you get all your wigs from?
Oh, Nikki, you beautiful girl. Yeah. Thank you.
Nikki, one of our fucking legend fans. From
this
Germany.
Is one of hers she sent.
Yep, this was one. She, you know, that massive box last week that we opened. There's a like fucking, how many wigs? 10?
10.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, and we went and bought a few. We visited a costume shop the other day and bought a bunch more. So, like, I'm fucking set, cunt, eh? You'll never see my real hair again, cunt.
too much, man.
And that's why your heart's pounding.
I'm like so high right now, and just look over in eye contact with that psychopath. Fuck, Dad.
It's psychopath.
I've seen this question come up a few times, so I might as well just get it out and done with. But Blue Swift asked, would you guys ever try doing your own human centipede experiment?
No.
Yeah, no, it's a bit like...
I couldn't put my lips around a fucking asshole. There's no way you'd do my asshole.
Well,
and
you got
fuck
the front.
Eating...
You got the front.
Oh, man, I would feel bad for him having to do that.
No, put Jackson in the middle. In the middle,
We sewed some kind of rubber tubing to our lips and then sewed the rubber lips to the other person's ass.
Wait. No. Now
we're cooking
and
with
the
fire.
Tubing's clear so you can see the shit.
It's not gross because you're not kissing the ass.
Yeah, well, exactly. The only thing I'm worried about now, because this is happening in my mind right now, like, I'm convinced we're doing this next week. I'm fucking sold. So we get clear tubing, right? The sewing part's gonna hurt. Okay, but the only thing I'm worried about is if, because it's most likely, let's be honest, I'm probably gonna have to fucking put my mouth the other end.
Dude, wait, what the this is, how is this, how are we gonna
just go with it? Now, if you fart and I'm swallowing all your farts, am I going to die from
that? No, because you just exhale it through your nose.
Is that bad? Like you know how, like, if you fucking smell shit, you can get high and it's, like, poisonous? Am I going to get high and like pass out?
You need a lot. Because like, even when you go to a public toilet, it stinks.
You guys happy? They're thinking about this.
Oh, yeah.
And but like, what would be the experiment? Oh, can humans be centipedes?
No, yeah, we'd have to fucking think about that. Oh, yeah. Because it's such a fucking topic movie. Everyone talks about it.
Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Of course it's possible. Can you live like that for a week, though? I don't know. We'll have to see. And I would have to, like, I'd have to swallow all the food as whole as I could so that you're getting some nutrients. And, what was I just talking about?
The nutrients.
Yeah, so I'd have to swallow food whole, and I'd also have to drink a lot of water and take some, like, diarrhea tablets so that you're getting all of the liquid. It's not absorbing into only my body. But it's doable.
We could bring out the cobs of corn again, and then I get all the corn coming
I could have proper meals for you, man. Meals.
Okay, like, yeah, this is possible.
I hated that.
It's going to be painful, though.
Yeah,
like the sewing.
Yeah, sewing the rubber to your lips.
Super glue the thing to your...
And also, I prefer to super glue.
And also sewing it to my ass. The ass will also hurt.
That would be so painful.
Now I'm involved. So you super glue the thing to the asshole.
Oh, yeah, super glue.
And then you super glue the face bit to your face. One of you's going to have to take super glue to the face.
Oh,
you
man.
You might need to shave.
What if I start throwing up? I can't.
Yeah, I know.
I'd choke. No, I'd have, no, you know, no, I'd have to get over you. We'd spread your asshole and you'd have to take my vomit to save my life.
Or you could try and redirect it out of your nose.
Nah. That's hard. My eyes.
Vomiting out of your nose.
It would
nose
start coming out of my eyes and ears.
We'd have an emergency situation where we'd be able to cut it.
So we just cut the ringworm in the middle.
Then we know it's not possible.
Yeah, and that means the experiment failed.
No, that just means I'm weak. I was weak and vomiting. I'm sorry, guys. Work.
Who's next, Matthew Brown?
Shannon Fleet is actually more of a statement. He goes, if I die young, I would like a podcast to be recorded at my funeral.
Oh man. Such a cool thing to say. I can't believe someone thinks that. But
at the very least, a passage from the diary of Matthew Gregory Brown as my eulogy.
Oh my God, imagine that, Count.
Thanks, Shannon. Next question is from Tom Sheba. Oh, I probably fucking pronounced that wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Besides
Shabbat.
Tennis coaching, what jobs did you have before becoming legendary social media artists?
Oh, another question ties in with this that I got sent. So, we used to be tennis coaches.
Oh, is that the one you gave me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's literally down the list. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just going to add it to this.
I'll shout her out, though.
So, our old jobs were tennis coaching. I used to work at Woolworths for a bit.
I worked at a bar briefly, tennis coaching for nearly everything, and then fucking Ubering
driving.
As an illegal job that I had that I can't talk about.
One day.
If I wasn't doing this, fuck, I don't know where I'd be. I'd probably still be tennis coaching. Nah, Woolies was long gone. Tennis coaching was, after that.
I thought you stuck around Woolies.
Yeah, I'd do like one shift for a bit of extra cash. Yeah. Or I really did, but the money shit, enjoy Uber driving because of the people side of it.
Yeah, I reckon I'd still be, I'd still just be trying to make it in making videos. I'd still just be, even if we still hadn't earned a cent from making videos, I'd still be trying and I'd probably be fucking,
but
who
if
knows?
You had to do a different job,
I'd be.
So the follow-up question from Gemma McDonald was, if you had to choose a full-time job now, what would you choose?
Probably like, I don't know, forensic analysis in an IT department of some sort of defense force or something. I don't know. I'd utilize my science skills.
That's not specific at all. New hobbies come back to, I fucking love it again, tennis. I'd be a professional.
Yeah, we are playing some tennis again. All right. It's fucking,
I forgot. I can't believe I dissed it. I'm so sorry, tennis.
Yeah, Michael loves tennis now. And I'd always say to him over these, like, why do you hate it so much? Like, I get that it was shit teaching it, but it's fun to watch because you understand how hard it is what they're doing, first of all. And second of all, it's fun to play because we're good.
Fuck, it's good. Anyway, I'd be a professional tennis player. Next question.
I'd be an engineer at a law firm.
You can have engineers at law firms?
Yeah. They do soon. They do that soon.
Next question is from Squizzy Taylor. Michael, do you clean the outside of the golly bottle after it restocks?
He does not.
No, that's with the spill that happened. It went all over the bottle. People have been... Oh, yeah. You guys have been touching it. Sorry about that. But it's sort of funny now.
Oh, what did you do, cunt?
It just spills around the edge.
Oh.
You've upset me in my hands.
Fuck me, man. I've been sucking on my fingers hard the whole time.
I've been picking my nose.
Oh, fuck. There you go. A little prank.
Next question is from Militia Men. Militia Men?
Yeah, it is Militia Men.
Marty, how did you and Monique meet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, this is... Are you going to get into it?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. I met Mon like 10 years ago because my ex-girlfriend's best friend was Mon. So like 10 years ago, I met her, and then we didn't see each other or talk for fucking years and years and years. And then like at the end of 2018, I just saw her where she was working, and I was like, I said to Michael, I had that fucked haircut at the time too. That fucking old man,
the
bald
pedophile haircut.
I had a hat on though. Cool. And I was like, I have to go and talk to her. And
I was there.
Walked up and then just fucking started messaging her, and then went
on a date. How did the number exchange happen again?
It was just not, no, we started messaging on Instagram.
Ah, good on Instagram. Saves the day. You don't have to, it'd be too awkward the first time you see someone in such a long time to ask for their number.
I don't even know what to, like, do people still ask for numbers? Dude, or do they ask Instagram?
Sometimes when I've been out and I've got the confidence after drinking, then you'll ask for numbers. But I don't just go up to someone at the shops. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Unless
in Kmart. It depends. Hey, what are you doing today?
Depends the intensity in your eyes.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You don't want to give off a rape vibe.
Next question. The solution 41 is more of a suggestion. He said, have you boys thought about doing water bomb roulette with a goalie bottle?
Water bomb?
Oh.
Water bomb roulette. What's that?
He suggested 10 water bombs.
Oh, fill water balloons with it.
One filled with a goalie bottle.
And then we drop it on each head.
Everyone takes a shot.
You pick a number.
Yeah.
You pick a number and it gets dropped on
your
head.
Oh, man, that's not bad. That is not bad.
That is fucking good.
Idea.
I'm writing that down.
It's made the list. Oh, fuck me. Oh my God. I nearly fucking threw up just thinking about that, man.
He also said when the goalie bottle is mentioned every time, his throat closes and smells of disgust.
Literally. But you have to try, because you can talk about it without thinking about it at times.
Water bomb roulette. That's not bad.
That's really
good. With the goalie bottle.
Oh. Interesting.
Next question is from Corey. Will you guys be changing the desk up for season 4?
Probably. We should get a curved one so we can have guests and shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, if we get a curve, maybe we can all fit on there.
Yeah, Matt could fucking be smack bang in the middle, but on a much lower chair, so you can only see his head.
Imagine having Matt in a really...
Head. Dude, that's... Matt is going to start with a very small chair, so his head is just over the desk.
It'd just be my little bald head.
I like it. I'm down.
And then as the season progresses, we can buy him more and more taller chairs.
Until you can't even see
until
him anymore.
Until he's fucking on a stool, fucking head on the fucking ceiling, cunt. Yeah, cunt.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Michael. There's a guy at my work named Michael, and he the other day he tried to get me to pop my head over the wall of my desk, and he put an egg on the other next side to see. If they look the same.
Oh.
So mean.
you drew a little beard
on
the egg.
Not an egg shape. So you're fine.
It's more head shaped.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Eggs don't have jawlines.
Well.
Remember Xena? That was her fucking laugh. Imagine doing that before you go into a brawl, cunt. Imagine some UFC fighter goes. You fucking turn around and leg it out of the stadium.
Dude, if anyone can, go back to when he first was doing that laugh and look into his eyes. They fully just, they fucking MDMA.
They exit my body, cunt.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, man.
Fuck, I'm so high, dude. Oh, I haven't smoked in a couple clangs.
I had one more.
Oh. The golly bottle fingers.
Oh.
Dude, how does that worked out like fucking poetry?
Last question is from Crumb Juice TV. Crumb Juice TV. Question for Michael. Are you scared if Converse shoes ever go out of fashion, you have them permanently on your feet?
Oh, man. I don't think they will. They've been around since, what, the 60s?
Yeah, and Crocs are shit.
And they were, like, rad then. They're rad now.
They were b-ball, like, basketball shoes at one point.
Dude, they're skate shoes. They're everything shoes.
I've got Crocs and they're shit. No one likes Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs are definitely out.
Yeah, it's such a German thing to get tattooed on your fucking face. Just these shit Crocs on your feet.
Oh.
And they look like imagine if you were like a human frog. That's what your feet would look like.
Frog.
Like green fucking weird circles. It looks like you're sick.
First word I learned.
Frog.
Frog.
Oh, actually, I've got one more question.
Frog.
Last question.
Whew, fuck.
It's from Miles Barker. Marty, will the characters Arnold, Darren, Margaret, Dakota make an appearance at the wedding?
Maybe. Depends how fucked dog is.
Oh, speaking of weddings, one of our closest friends that fucking we've known for years has let us be the MC.
Yeah, he's asked us to be MCs at his wedding. We said, that's what we said, but he still wants us to be MCs.
Man. So, have you been an MC before? No, you just did your performance. Yeah,
I've played this through my head. I'm thinking, what if I ever get married one day? How am I going to use these? Where am I going to put them? Do I have them up there next to me?
Put us in Santa stockings just on the wall and have someone throwing us drinks and drugs.
That would be fun.
Oh. And we get microphones every hour for 2 minutes. Big Santa stocking cunt. We're pissing shit. You'd be pissing shit in all.
You should hire yourselves out for birthday parties with that exact thing. Oh. You can put us on the wall and throw us drinks and drugs and get a microphone every 2 minutes from now. It's perfect.
You just totally relax. You're just that fucking twisted. You don't have to hold your own weight. You're just fucked. Oh man!
Imagine that. Oh, welcome to the party. What's that on the wall? That's Marty and Michael.
We don't even talk to anyone. We're just inside our own heads,
drooling,
cackling. Oh man!
All right, that brings us to the end of the question segment, and we're moving right along to. Well, let's open some gifts, is it? Our PO box is fucking flooded with shit. So if you've sent like letters and stuff, we can see them.
Oh,
but we're just trying to get through. Because we don't want to bore you guys by opening fucking 20 things an episode. So we're trying to spread them out. And we will get to everything. Don't worry, okay? We're prioritizing the bigger gifts because we're under the impression that they will be much cooler.
Yeah, better, right? So, and also, speaking of PO Box, we have a top fives list just to give people a good incentive to send us rad shit.
Wait, Matt, can I just show everyone how big this thing is?
Yeah.
So this is, look at this. Someone sent us this.
Like, that's fucking cool.
It's like over a meter long.
That's like a kid. It could be a kid in there.
That could be a small corpse.
Yeah. It's weird. So, we've created a little list. Top five best things. And our number one best thing was... Can we fucking...
Yeah, someone sent us...
Mary Jane's. And then someone sent us Sleepy Pills.
Valium. They were nice. Thank you.
That's number two. Number three is, for some reason, we just decided the blood pressure machine is caring.
Cool gift.
It's caring.
Yeah.
It's loving.
You guys love us.
Four. Now, I think this is just special because it was the first disgusting thing we got sent.
And it was intense. It was like a big hit of shit.
And fucked the house for a while. It did damage.
It was shit. Like, someone sent us shit. That's the fourth rank.
Fourth, yeah. Poo. And the fifth is...
The sign.
Thanks to our mate who sent the sign, because that's fucking, that's helping
but
the podcast
out. Just to be
clear,
we love everything that you guys send, like fucking everything. There's been like two things that were shit. The Gremlins? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah. Fucking, I like the Gremlins.
Right, Matt liked the Gremlins, but Michael and I hated the Gremlins. So aside from that and something else shit, everything else has been really awesome. And the letters and shit, keep them coming. You want to send your shit, we open it live on the podcast, okay? Don't send any fucking more Gremlins.
The eye things. But I got a message saying that she accidentally sent them. But I just imagine that the person who sent the Gremlins is just some like just nice fucking 10-year-old boy who just wanted us to
appreciate
who's
been collecting
it. And then we've just destroyed him. This isn't the first time we bagged it. It's been like three or four. But anyway, yeah, the Gremlins were fucking shit.
That was a dumb shit present. Anyway, we're going to open this monster first. So these are slippers, right? Like they look like shoes, but they're slippers. So we got Nike shoes. We got one of these. So it's perfect for winter, which is, it's winter here at the moment. So it's fucking, oh shit. So they're fucking beautiful. And Banned Goods is the name of the place that sent them to us. So Banned Goods, if you want these.
Oh, you got it. Sweet.
If you want to have a go at these, they look fucking super comfy. They feel very soft. So it just slippers to walk around the house and it looks like you're wearing shoes. Are you wearing them, Matt?
Okay.
What? How are they? Matt's gone on, man. It looks fucking hilarious. They look massive.
Banned Goods NYC. So it must be like New York or something?
New York City, yeah. They must be in New York City. Banned Goods NYC is the Instagram.
You hold one. I'll just grab a photo.
Wow, they are fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to wearing these, eh? Can't wait to see fucking Mon's face, eh? She'd be like, what the fuck, man? I think people like... Just let us... We're worried, guys, that this is like a really boring part of the podcast. Us just opening shit. If you guys like this, let us know in the comments, please. Because if we're the only ones getting a fucking buzz out of this, we may as well just do it like on Instagram Live or something. You know what I mean?
And yeah, like, but it's hit and miss because sometimes you get fucking gremlins and then sometimes you get to see us get, we get sent, what, semen, shit, piss,
yeah,
period blood.
And those are the days where we're like,
nail
fuck,
clippings.
This is why we do what we do.
Yeah. And yeah.
Mary Jane. What do you reckon this one is?
These are... more signs.
Oh, wow.
More signs, Matt.
I think...
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Would you look at this, Matt?
Oh, this is the letter here.
Reserve parking for scientist Michael. Violators will be towed. He sent us some fucking reserved signs. I'm seriously considering putting one of these up in my car park at home. Reserve parking for scientist Marty. This is great.
His name's Matt. Thank you so much, dude. We're going to read this later so it's not dragging out the podcast. But we fully appreciate him, dude.
We've got a sign each that says reserve for scientists. Got a name on it. So.
Holy shit. I'm going to put that on my door.
So much better than gremlins.
Whoa.
Blood capsules. Place in your mouth, then let it gush.
This is good for a prank video.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. You fall over. Bang. That's a jackass prank. Dave England.
Oh, yeah. I could like slap you in public and then you bite down on it and turn around to a group of people.
Onto someone.
What do we have here? Oh, yes. Tricky squirt disappearing knife. What's a squirt disappearing knife? Oh, it must squirt out dye. That's still handy to have.
That's good for videos.
Yeah, robbing 7-Elevens with plastic knives, seeing if that works. It's a great experiment, one we haven't done yet. Thank you so much for that. Fucking legends. Thank you, guys. Keep this shit coming. We love it. We love opening it live. Let us know if you hate the segment or not.
And I just realized that we have competition.
Oh, man. Yeah, that sign is good. P.O. Box. It's got our P.O. Box.
Now, let's be honest. What is better, in your opinion?
We'll need to rig the red one up and then have a sign off.
So, we got sent another P.O. Box sign.
And it says, send us weird shit at the bottom, which is like edgy and shit.
And, yeah, like it's smaller. It wouldn't cover so much of the screen. I'm going with this one. Sorry for whoever sent that.
What about, why not both? We could have both.
I could work it out. I'll work it out.
Okay.
And these can just stay on the chairs when we're not in them.
No, we'll put them here.
We'll drill them into our skulls.
Fucking hell. Good times. Great presents. All right.
Very good gifts, everyone. Love seeing it. Great hustle. All right. On to the German segment, is it? All right.
Ich scham nuts in Grand und Bonden.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Okay.
Ich scham nuts in Grand und Bonden.
Fucking workout, man.
You just got to relax and be German, and it'll happen without any expenditure of energy.
Wow, that was so beautiful.
May I have the piece of paper, my friend?
That's what they tell the kids when they're teaching them to speak.
Ich schäme mich in Grund und Boden.
Was I close?
No.
Ich schäme mich im Grund und Boden.
Man, you really are German.
And seeing there's no effort on my part. I just switched from English to Deutsch. Without any issue.
All right, I see. And yeah.
Which means I shame me in ground and floor. Which means I'm very ashamed. So after Michael drank his own cum, he should have said,
"Schäme mich in Grund und Boden."
Anyway, so that's that one. That's German. We didn't even intro the segment. Sorry about that, guys. On with the segment. Toot toot. Little side dish.
Very good. Very good. All right.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's so hard to read it.
Just relax and let the German flow over you.
Whist. Du nunz verdon fatalio.
Bit Italian at the end. Fatalio.
Fatalio.
Do you want this at the beginning? Willst du?
Holy shit, I'm fully getting it.
Well, you've gotten two words out of two sentences.
Yeah, it's not fully getting it at
not
all.
Not quite. To.
Willst du mich für dumm verkaufen?
Oh, fuck, that's quick said.
Willst du mich für dumm verkaufen? Willst du mich für dumm verkaufen?
Oh, it's like a little song.
Hey, do a little song. Willst du mich für dumm verkaufen? Go.
Which means, do you want to sell me for stupid?
Which we means, have heard this one before.
Which means, like, are you kidding me, man? Are you fucking kidding me? You rear end someone at 80 k's an hour, they might turn around and say, "This is my phantom back off."
One more. This is something you'd say about this place.
Was the in Saftladen? Saftladen. Saftladen.
Saftladen.
Saftladen.
Okay.
Fucking hell. Who creates a word called Saftladen?
It's...
Okay.
Was für ein Saftladen, ey! Was denn das für ein Saftladen hier? Ich komm hier rein. Saftladen! Which means this place is a dump.
Oh, that, I like that German guy. He's a good.
Oh no.
Oh, dude, we don't have it. Don't worry, we got the harmonica. Oh, don't fucking do that.
Ha, pranked you guys.
Oh, you got me back, man. You got me back for the golly bottle.
The golly bottle on my hands. I got you back. Ha.
Hey, I was just thinking.
Oh no.
You know, if we get those, you know, the lighters that are like a trigger, and they got like a stem,
blue,
like that
blue thing. Flame.
Do you think if we lit one of those just behind Marty's fart, it would blow a bit?
Yeah, of course. Should we try? Yeah, it's been done,
dude. I'd love to see it though.
Should we do that?
don't know if we should do that for a fucking actual science experiment or for the podcast.
Oh, well, if it's a video, then go for it, because content.
But like, would you be willing to... I'll do it from a distance, because they do spit out, because you tighten it so much.
I'd be worried that it'll the flame will go get through my little tight crack and, well, and go all the way out my guts. Cook me from the inside out and blow up my stomach. German bits everywhere.
Oh. What about if you just went like one burst?
Yeah, I could do a one burster.
And then we'll test it out. Because fuck, that's so... I'd love to see it.
Because I've seen people do weird shit. Like,
I've seen people do it.
Pants.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hold the light. They put their legs over their knees.
Yeah,
their,
true.
Their fucking shoulders. And
well, it's just a cool new fucking thing to do with the fart. Because...
Because
we've got the harmonica didn't work, the recorder didn't work.
Okay, so we'll buy the lighter.
Big megaphone was fun, but like I want something better.
Fart,
fire.
Fart just keeps on giving, you know? Yeah. Fart. You got to think of other ways to
and
get,
I haven't
to get
seen
fart.
It for a while. Did you bring it out last week?
I keep shitting at midday.
Mon was
every
here.
Day.
Yeah, true. But like, yeah, it's good you don't
farting.
Do it too much because it overdoes it. Like you don't want to.
It's not. It's not a treat if I do it too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Anyway, that's the fucking end of the German segment, which brings us to our fucking final segment.
Oh fuck off! No, shut up! Get me all excited. We got two more segments to go. By the way,
what do we have?
We're going to do a little update on the hunt. So I've got a new idea for it. Sorry, I got a new idea for it. And obviously the prank call. Here's... Okay, so the next segment's the hunt.
The hunt!
Shannon Noel, obviously...
We've given up a little bit.
It's too...
It.
Like,
we only like doing it when it's easy. If it takes a bit of effort, it's like, oh, well, for fuck's sake, I can't...
It wasn't fucking easy for some of them. There's been some back and forth.
Yeah.
And if you think about the hunt that you did, Mon, that's like the hardest fucking
hunt
that's ever been.
It's
so,
hunt.
I reckon... Nikki Webster.
All right, done. And then we'll ask her if her kisses are still strawberry.
No, isn't she missing her strawberry kisses?
We could ask her, do you kiss strawberries? And get her to try and get her to kiss a strawberry and send it in. In a really sexual, erotic way.
For those who aren't Australian, she's like the 2000 Olympic banner girl for the Sydney Olympics.
She was quite famous.
She sang at the Olympics. She was like a little kid that sang some pop songs.
She's quite famous, 14-year-old. Sung at the Olympics opening. Very famous.
And yeah, so she's like, she's our age, a bit older now.
I don't think she's going to come back to us anything. So I think if we ask her, are you still missing your strawberry kisses? And see if she replies.
Yeah, she's not going to fucking
no,
talk
look,
to
she
us.
Might, man.
She's a family. I looked her up the other day.
Easy.
She's got a family and shit. She's not going to talk to us.
She
that's
might.
Easy.
It depends what we ask her, okay? We'll let her know that other people have done it. And then we'll see what she says. There is no harm in asking. This is the hunt. If it gets too hard, we quit. This is the hunt.
Okay. Yeah, we always quit if it gets too hard.
Sometimes the people we're trying to get aren't worth the effort, though. You know what I mean? So it's like, why spend the next 10 weeks trying to get Shannon Noel when we could move on to someone better? You know? And we're wasting everyone else's time commenting. I see everyone's commenting on Shannon Noel's posts being like...
Very amazing. That, yeah,
but
you guys are helping
it's
out.
It's like he fucking goes in, quickly posts and just fucking exits the app and doesn't come back on.
Maybe he's not a... Like, he doesn't like
Maybe
us.
He's blind.
Maybe he doesn't do his comments. Maybe he doesn't even do his Instagram. He got someone else to do it.
Maybe. I got nothing.
He blank. Michael Blank. On the side.
Yes,
too much.
The arms come up.
All right, it's time for our final segment, guys. And you guessed it. It's the prank call. And this week, Margaret is back. And she needs her place cleaned up because there's a bloody big mess in the lounge room and bathroom. Let me tell you right now.
She murdered her husband.
Allegedly. There's blood everywhere. There's blood on the ceiling.
She's the bitch that would murder her husband.
Well, she's not married, but she had that autistic son.
So you reckon she killed him?
Maybe. I don't know what happened, all right?
Okay.
I don't know this woman. Okay, so I'm just going to call a cleaner and see if they can urgently come over. Yeah, so we'll see what happens anyway.
No, I hate Margaret almost as much as I hate Dakota.
It's great to see. So it's great to see.
Oh, yeah, fucking.
Yeah.
Small business.
You're supporting small business. It's great.
Oh.
Anyway.
And he's walking now. And he's walked.
Hello?
Hello, my name's Margaret. Is this the cleaning service that I've called?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay, great. So, look, I'm just calling around. I've got a bit of an emergency. There's been quite a mess at my house. So I was just calling around to see what your earliest available time would be to come around and do quite a deep clean of only a couple of rooms, really, but they're quite messy. So, yeah, I was just sort of wondering what your earliest availability would be.
The earliest is within after a couple of weeks. It's already booked until.
You're joking.
Yeah.
You're joking. Yeah. Well. Listen. It is quite urgent, and I'm willing to pay quite a lot of money. So whatever you usually charge, I would be willing to triple that payment. Just because, like I mentioned, it is quite urgent. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So what's So which things you need to get clean?
So look, it's basically just the lounge room and the bathroom, right? And there's quite a bit of blood on the floor, and there's some blood splatter on the wall as well. And then there's some sort of, I guess, a trail of blood leading into the bathroom. And then aside from the blood, there's not too much else really, and it's sort of a little bit in the carpet, and it's on some of the furniture as well. But aside from that, that's it basically. It's just two rooms, mate. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, all right. I have to check, like, my schedule.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can. So, when do you looking to get it done?
Well, like, look, as soon as
what's
possible.
Latest is.
Look. As soon as possible, really. I'm happy to start the cleaning myself because, like I said, it is quite time sensitive. But before we agree, do you guys have, I'm not sure if you're aware, there's a machine that can sort of detect blood in furniture, in rooms. Do you guys have any chemicals to sort of completely eliminate any of the blood from the carpet and the furniture? Do you guys have some really intense chemicals, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Yeah, we usually don't deal with the blood because we just do the bone cleaning, you know.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah,
that
I
sort
see.
Of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, do you think you have something
so
like
we're
that?
Not sure. It will, anything would take off that.
Right.
You know,
right. Right.
Yeah.
And the other question I had, do you guys have, how do you dispose of waste? Because I do have some waste in my wheelie bin out the front, and I was just wondering if maybe you guys could take that away from me and maybe burn it somewhere or something.
All right. What sort of waste is that?
Oh, look, it's in a big garbage bag. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it is, but it's just in a big garbage bag. It's double wrapped, so you don't need to worry about it falling out or anything. But if we could just burn that somewhere, just completely incinerate it to ash, and just get those two rooms cleaned up, I think we're onto a winner here. Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's great to see.
Mate, looks like this is sort of a murder thing.
A murder scene. Look, mate, I can totally understand why you might think that. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah.
All right.
But
yeah,
like I mentioned, mate, it is, I am offering quite a large amount of money. So, you know, I am offering triple the amount of money here, and it's very easy work. I think maybe 2-3 hours tops, $500.
Just a dead dog.
And look, it's just a family pet, okay? Let's just say it's a family pet, all right? The dog has had an accident and has died in the lounge room, okay? And I had to take it to the bathroom to cut it up into smaller pieces to fit it into my wheelie bin, okay? Let's just say that. Let's just say that the bin is full of pet dog, okay? So what is the earliest that you can arrive here?
We don't have availability right now.
Oh.
He dodged the wrath of Margaret. Margaret was about to drive the nail home. Oh, Margaret.
She was about to get so cross.
Oh, man. Oh. He thought it was a murder, yeah. And it is.
I'm so glad you like. We're like, yeah, look.
It is. Yeah.
Honest.
Is that good enough? For fuck's sake.
Oh, look, it's hit and miss. It's hit and miss.
They always hang up so early now.
Yeah, like, dude, you can't have fucking bangers every week because then there's no bangers.
We haven't had a shit one. We haven't had a good one for a while, man.
Dude, last week's was sick. You fucking, the pig in the dog sanctuary. Is that?
Yeah.
I lose weeks.
Dakota. It was Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that went well because she attacked us on the phone.
Yeah, fucking, dude, don't be, I love it. That was fucking, you made him say this sounds like a murder. That's cool enough.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And yeah, so you didn't get to have your outbursts or whatever. Whatever. Do you want to try another one? Is that what you're feeling?
No.
Then fuck it. We've had a big day.
I thought it was all right. Even though it was short and sweet, it was still good.
Yeah, dude, it was fine. Don't, you're fucking amazing, Adam. All right.
I love that
keep
he went.
Hanging up.
Yeah, but it's not your fault.
He still went though. We don't have any availability and hung up.
Fuck!
Yeah, dude, you were just about to unload.
Yeah, imagine him. It was 30 seconds away from being a good prank call. 30 seconds. Yeah, that's all I needed.
Yeah. Close. Hey, look. You hit him and you miss him.
Imagine if what he's telling his family right now or his business partners. I just had a weird one.
Yeah, he thinks that was real.
Imagine if there was a murder in Aspley this evening. He would totally think that that's me.
There was one recently, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Down the road from
Plankline.
All right, guys. That brings us to the end of episode number 23. But before we leave you, we have something to tell you guys, okay? We've been keeping something from you, something from the public for a few years now. It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing at the time, and we thought it would affect our careers.
Oh.
So we didn't say anything. But we had a chat amongst ourselves, and we thought, it's time to tell you guys.
It's time to be honest.
It's time to be honest.
I'm fucking proud of it, dude.
Look, I'm proud of it now, too. And now I don't give a shit, okay? I'm happy to tell you guys, all right? And show you guys. There's footage. So we're throwing it to you guys. We're going to reveal it next week, okay? Secret revealed next week. What do you think our secret is? Put it in the comments. Let's see what you guys come up with. Let's see if anyone can guess it.
Dude. Yeah.
Will we read out all the guesses? What the big secret is?
Oh, we'll read out some funny ones.
Yeah, we will read them all. We'll read out the
note here
personally, but we might read out some of the better ones.
I'll get them.
Yeah, it's a big secret. It's we thought it was going to affect our career, but fuck it now.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm proud of our work with that. I reckon we did a good job.
It was fun. It was fun at the time.
It was.
It was all in the name of comedy.
It was, yeah.
Okay?
Very good.
That's
comedy.
What you need to remember.
Very our style comedy.
Exactly.
Which is good comedy.
I hope I can find the hard drive.
Oh, dude, yeah, don't get their hopes up.
No, I'm sure.
Dude.
That one that we just got off Connor, I'm pretty sure that has all the videos on there.
Okay. Okay. But, oh, man, I hope.
Yeah, same.
Oh.
It'll be so shit.
Because once they're deleted off social media, you can't find them again, hey?
No. But look, I'll have a look.
Even if we don't find the footage, we will go into detail about what we did.
Yeah.
And that's fucking rad enough.
Exactly.
But if we do have the footage, my God, you've got some rad videos to watch.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, maybe not to everyone. To us, like, I fucking adored them at the time, making them, directing them. Marty would edit them. And fucking hell. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, guys, don't forget to drop a big fat like. Remember, if this podcast gets to 3K likes.
What's our average?
Like 600.
10,000 views a podcast and we get 600 fucking likes. Is that normal?
That's very good.
Okay, sorry.
You guys are very likey already. But if you want to see Michael attempt to take a shot of the golly bottle, which some of you might not want to see, okay? But there's a sick part in everyone that sort of wants to see it.
Even if you don't want to see it, fucking like it anyway.
Drop a like, bro.
And then just pause it when it happens.
Drop a comment or just skip
turn
that
it off.
Bit.
Yeah, skip it.
And report the video.
Get it deleted and get us a strike on YouTube, like, if you're that uncomfortable. But still like it. Do you know what I mean, man?
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we're the fucking best. We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.